From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In the Muslim world, the holy month of Ramadan is marked by fasting during the daylight hours. Most towns and cities only come alive at night. That's the case for Baghdad this year as well, despite the ever-present threat of violence. The Iraqi capital's commercial districts are doing brisk business in the run-up to the end of Ramadan holiday next week. Some shoppers say they feel safer now than 2 months ago. Others say they've just grown more accustomed to the risks of being out on the streets. From Baghdad, NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Take an evening walk along the streets of Baghdad's Qurrata district, and you can almost forget that you're in a foreign occupied city that's also become the target of suicide bombers. At 8 p.m., the sidewalks here are packed with families fresh from breaking their day-long Ramadan fasts. This is the last week before the end of Ramadan holiday, and traditionally, it's a peak shopping season for Iraqis. So husbands and wives hold hands as they browse past brightly lit jewelry shops and clothing boutiques, past sidewalk vendors selling everything from shoes to musical toys. After the turmoil and chaos of the past 6 months, there is a festive spirit in the air. Like many Iraqis, this university student named Mustafa spent much of last summer indoors, even during the day, rather than risk venturing out into a city that had grown dangerous and unpredictable. But now, reassured by the presence of Iraqi police patrols, Mustafa was out after dark, shopping with his mother and sister at the Shams dress store.
So all the people came to the shop, and there's a lot of people in the street now. So there's no way to afraid.
You feel better?
Yeah, of course. Nowadays, yeah.
Not everyone agrees.
Life must go on.
This woman says the real reason more people are out at night is simply that they've grown more accustomed to the constant threat of violence.
In fact, nothing is better. But we start to use to the situation. This is the only thing better. And we don't trust Iraqi police. We don't trust anything, anybody. But as I told you, life must go on.
This is an approach that many people in Baghdad seem to have adopted. After all, this city has seen war before. There were Iranian missile attacks in the 80s and periodic U.S. bombardments throughout the 90s. Across town at the Karamani restaurant, a cook struggles to keep up with the dinner crowd by roasting dozens of chickens at a time. The restaurant's sidewalk dinner tables are packed with hungry customers. They eat with gusto, oblivious to the fact that they sit just a few feet away from a road regularly traveled by American Humvees, which have become the daily targets of mines and homemade bombs. The restaurant's manager says safety has never been an issue for his clientele. During the war, we could see missiles flying over this street, he says, but the people sat at their tables and kept eating lunch. Yesterday, there was a sandstorm, he added, and the customers still kept coming. Among the sights and sounds of these Ramadan nights, there is still the periodic flash and explosion of gunfire. But not all of it was the work of American troops clashing with Iraqi guerrillas. One night last week, tracer bullets from dozens of guns suddenly lit up the night sky. But this was no battle. In fact, Iraqis were enthusiastically celebrating their soccer team's 4-1 victory over North Korea. The Iraqi team will now compete in next summer's Olympics. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.